The new documentary film, First Daughter and the Black Snake, kicked off the 5th annual Portland Echo Film Festival, hosted by the Hollywood Theater this weekend, under the directorship of Don Smallman. First Daughter, directed by Carrie Pickett, features an environmental activist, writer, and executive director of Honor the Earth, Winona LaDuke. The film documents the struggle to stop Enbridge Energy's proposed new oil pipeline, which threatens sacred wild rice lakes in northern Minnesota. Both Carrie Pickett and Winona LaDuke were in attendance for the screening and post-film discussion. Old Mole Denise Morris recorded the event. This segment highlights the challenges and rewards in the fight against building oil pipelines on tribal lands.
Thanks again, everybody, for watching that pretty pitched four-year battle against that line. You saw that thing turned out and everything. You know, and we prayed, and we in the end, we did win that battle. You know, we got some of that so that was, you know, pretty remarkable itself. But then they did buy that 28% of the Dakota Access Pipeline. You know, and they bolstered up Energy Transfer Partners that wasn't really able to, you know, they needed that money. You know, so we hold that corporation responsible. So they came back with a now bigger pipeline, which is this Tarzan's pipeline, 915,000 barrels a day. And so we're in a very pitched battle, same corridor. They wanted to bust this whole new corridor, and it's called Line 3. And so we've been in this battle. You know, over this last year, we're doing a lot of work on the ground. The regulatory hearings, there's a big meeting today, a regulatory hearing in Minneapolis. So you're seeing some of the same thing play out. You know, a couple things just to say is, one is that we do have a decent shot at it. So for the same reason the rest of you are looking at these fossil fuel infrastructures, you're looking at the end of the fossil fuel era. You're looking at extreme extraction up in the tar sands. Very expensive. You know, you guys all know this stuff, right? And so we're just going to keep fighting them. We're just going to keep fighting them, and you know, we're going to push them back. That's our intention. And you know what I will say is that our people are camping. I've been telling this to people around the country. If you miss the opportunity to get arrested at Standing Rock, in the spring is when the state of Minnesota may issue that permit. You know, the spring or summer, very nice camping season in Minnesota. Look at our website, honortheearth, or stoplinefree.org. You know, I will say that 2 weeks ago, the state of Minnesota did surprise us, that Department of Commerce, with all those guys that are kind of bored with us, they issued an opinion that said that this pipeline, there was no need for this pipeline. And it's going to be bad because you see how committed our people are. So please, you know, keep a look on our website and support us on Honor the Earth, you know, because it's brutal. It's a brutal battle. Like my people, you know, it's brutal out there, I have to say, on the ground, and it's hard on us, you know. But we did, you know, we did have a split. The other thing I want to say is that some of you guys are Standing Rock this year. Thank you for coming out there. I just want to give one more update, which is that the North Dakota Supreme Court is thinking to pull back the, it's called ad hoc probici, which is the ability of out-of-state lawyers to represent water protectors. And so they were requested until October 2nd, if you look on our website, but Water Protection Legal Fund, until October 2nd, you can comment and say, hey, water protectors do deserve the right to good counsel.
I have a question for Winona. You're the only person I've ever felt happy about voting for in a presidential election. Any plans for a future running for public office?
You know, I'm going to really just work hard in Minnesota. I think about it a lot. You know, I think about this moment that we're in and what we can all do. What is the best thing for us to do? And for me, you know, working really hard on this battle for the to create the next economy. That's what I want to do. Winona's Hamp. heritage foods, and also because I am one of the 26 people in Minnesota who has an industrial hemp permit. And so I want to build the next economy. I'm really tired of this one. Y'all tired of this one? I'm new on. I just want to be part of that. And even the Enbridge Corporation, they have a $7 billion renewable energy portfolio, and I tell them at every meeting, I'm like, why don't you guys just do renewables? We'd like you a lot better. You know what I'm saying? It's time to move on. So that's what I've been working on. But you can look up the Winona's Hemp Kickstarter, and as we get going, I've never done that before, but that's my plan.
Thank you again for all the work that you do, Winona. We are about to face a pipeline fight of our own in Southern Oregon. The third incarnation of the Pacific Connector Pipeline is about to, well, they just filed for their permits, and so those processes are undergoing. And I just wonder if you could give us some advice as we get ready to wage battle against the Black Snake.
You know, we have a long history of working and defeating stupid projects, right? You know what I'm saying is that these are really stupid infrastructure projects. It's not that I'm opposed to pipelines. I like water and sewer. I think they're fabulous. You know what I'm saying is we've got a decent infrastructure in the country, and we're trying to build a bunch of pipelines for oil companies. That makes no sense. You need people being put to work building infrastructure for people. Right? And, you know, I'm going to stick to that. We need to change the discussion, and we need to keep pushing so that we have a more light discussion. In the meantime, we just need to keep pushing, because everybody in this room knows the longer you fight them, the less likely it is for that project to go forward. The other thing that we all know is that I don't want to spend my life saying, I don't want this. I want to say, this is what we want to do. You know? And we got a way better idea. And like at some level, I feel like that they took a lot of the political system. They cheated. They took a lot of the political system, but they did not take the economic system. You know, we can talk about a lot of pieces, but even the divestment movement, you know what I'm saying, is that there's a lot of movement away from fossil fuels, and we just need to keep pushing it so that these pipelines make no sense to anybody. So you guys have done a really good job in these battles, so I just keep encouraging you to keep doing it, because it's worth everything to protect our land.
When all of the authorities were coming in with that viciousness, can you explain how fascism raised its ugly head?
Are you talking about Standing Rock?
Standing Rock.
Yeah. Okay, so about a third of the cases have been dismissed or acquitted. You know, it's just ridiculous, the charges, and everybody knows that. You know, the charge for prey, you're charged with rioting, right? And so there is the water protector legal defense, but there is the first case of the civil case against North Dakota has a hearing on October 18th in St. Paul in the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. And that is the excessive force cases. Because everybody in here will agree that you don't get to shoot people with rubber bullets and water cannons and try to injure them in this, you know, for our First Amendment rights. And so that first case, which is the Vanessa Dundeen case of excessive force, is going to be heard on October 18th. It is an appeal as to if the case can even be heard, you know, because it's really stacked against us. But I'm, you know, in that system. But Honor the Earth is committed to the civil cases, because we believe, we know that what North Dakota did was wrong, and they should be held accountable. As you heard, since the corporation Enbridge financed a third of that pipeline, our position is that, you know, because I called them, I texted them, I wrote them letters. Sounds like a dysfunctional relationship, but I said, you gotta stop. You gotta stop shooting us. You gotta stop putting the dogs on us, Enbridge. You know, because you're trying to act all sweet to us over here. This is not the work. And so we hold them accountable. We hold them responsible for a third of the injuries. We'll be responsible for a third of the bullets and a third of the tanks. You know, so whole corporations accountable for their interests. They sustain, and you know, you cannot let this corporation go forward with that. But at the same time, watch what's going on with the civil case. The civil case, they're a little ways out, but the first one is in a bar mob in Minnesota. So thank you for, and let's keep vigilant, because North Dakota should not be able to allow to do that.
I just want to draw attention to that pipeline in Southern Oregon. You can add your name to a letter or a petition online to make the Army Corps of Engineers aware that UFOs
liquefied natural gas terminal in Coos Bay, the just called Jordan Cove project. And right now the Army Corps of Engineers is considering giving a permit to allow dredging in Coos Bay, which will widen the shipping lane for these ships to come in and take the liquefied natural gas to other countries. It's a Rogue River Riverkeeper. Thank you.
Right now in Minnesota, you know, Enbridge says it'll cost $1.8 billion to clean up the old line, and that's not hardware. So we're like, that's labor, guys. You know what I'm saying? But there's like so much push on the labor unions to say, you know, we just build this pipe. I mean, it's like, I feel like they're building pipelines to nowhere. I mean, they're just building so they can have this short set of jobs. You know, I've seen some turn on that. I've seen some people say they get it. You know, and a lot of those people, to be honest, I think that they just want a job. And so I feel like we really need to say we need jobs for pipe fitters. But those would be, you know, those would be fixing things that need to be fixed, right? And right now in Minnesota, there's 300 miles of pipe from a pipeline that's never going to be built, the Sandpiper, right? And so what I tell the state of Minnesota and Enbridge like once a week is, you should send those pipes to Flint.
Thank you all for sharing your visions and stories with us tonight. It was really inspiring to me, especially as a young Native woman from Santa Clara Pueblo in New Mexico. Out there, we've been continuing the struggle against the rampant proliferation of fracking wells on our ancestral homelands in the greater Chaco region. This is a struggle that has been happening for decades on decades, but was recently reignited by our tribal youth. And so I was just wondering for Winona, what's your advice to our younger generations who are choosing to engage in these struggles and fights against these fossil fuel monsters?
I love you guys so much. You know, I have a lot of privilege in my life, and I get to go to, you know, different colleges and see a lot of young Native youth, and I was just down in Flagstaff with a lot of Native youth, you know, listening to a lot of these stories and what's going on. And, you know, I mean, I was your age, you know, I've been at this for 40 years, pretty much, and, you know, you put your good heart out there, and you find people that are thinking these things, and you keep working. And I have to say that the Dene territory, I mean, you guys, I really think you guys need to change. I think you need to run a slate of candidates for your Dene government, if you're now, because that is a really big, you know, that's 85% of the economy of the Navajo Nation comes from fossil fuels. They have an economy that needs to transition. They passed the Green Economies Act, but now they just passed it to begin implementing it, right? You know, I'd be on a full court press to start moving. They also have more solar than anybody in the country, but they have more fossil fuels. You know, it's a really crazy thing, but most of those fossil fuels are going throughout the Southwest or Albuquerque. So, you know, organize your youth, go out and, you know, work in those, in the process, act your tribe is what I would call me. And then I would just keep pushing for this next economy. And it's a pitched battle, and it's just down there. You know, and a lot of our prayers are with you down there to protect Chaco Canyon. You know, and all of your territory. You get some beautiful territory and some crazy corporations. So, thank you and really good luck.
Thank you so much, Dorcas.
Indian legislation's on the desk of a do-right congressman. Now, he don't know much about the issue, so he picks up the phone and he asks advice of the senator out in Indian country, a darling of the energy companies who are ripping off what's left of the reservations. I learned a safety rule. I don't know who to thank. Don't stand between the corporate.